in this most magnificent liturgy, the word that we have just heard, there's the sweep of salvation history proclaimed to you. Not every part could always be brought up, but so many times again and again we hear this interplay of relationship with God and that relationship that gives life, about our straying from God and the disaster that leads us into, but then God seeking us out, God restoring us to salvation and life. And of course, the climax of all of this in salvation history is the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so this magnificent liturgy of the word is a proclamation, and this proclamation calls for you by God's grace to say, I believe. Soon we'll ask that of those who will be baptized. And right after, we'll renew our own baptismal promises. That powerful moment to say, I believe. In saying, I believe, you're confirming your own heart's desire to have life to the full. And that desire is already there, is an invitation. God has whispered into your heart. We are ones who are simply responding to what God has already done. As St. Paul says to the Romans, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. How is this salvation, how is this life established within us? And that's what this night is all about with the beautiful sacraments of initiation we're about to undertake. And so let me just walk through that for us to rejoice in what we've been given, and for our friends who will soon be our brothers and sisters in Christ to treasure what they'll receive, what our brothers and sisters who'll be confirmed will be giving and strengthening from God. This great confession of faith, I believe, in the sacrament of baptism, that confession becomes life. Our very life is inserted into the life of Jesus Christ. St. Paul tells the Romans, we are indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. With Jesus' resurrection from the dead, something entirely new has begun in the world. Something like a new creation. And he offers this newness, this power of God, this life to you. For now, it is a tiny mustard seed planted within you. Both God's grace and your faithfulness, it will sprout. It'll grow into an eternal life you can't even imagine. The Holy Spirit, in many beautiful ways, kind of gives hints about what that life will be in blessed moments in our own lives. By baptism, you're inserted into the most important relationship that Jesus Christ has, and that is with his Father, of knowing God the Father. And the Holy Spirit will help you proclaim with word and with life, Jesus Christ is Lord, and will help you to cry out to God as Abba Father, life and relationship. And then once baptized, then you and your brothers and sisters received into the church will move from the font to receive the confirming strength of the Holy Spirit, so that your belief will continue to grow until it must be shared. Just like the apostles received that gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost and went out to proclaim this new life they'd been given that God wishes to give to the world. I like to say if that in baptism you're entering kind of the family of God, with confirmation you're entering the family business, salvation. So even as you leave here, so you re-enter the world after this blessed night, the kingdom of God will be in your hearts, at the center of your being, and you'll have been sealed on your soul by the Holy Spirit in an indelible mark always to be there. But then the Lord lavishes a final, an incredible gift upon you. You will receive his very body and blood in the sacrament of the Eucharist. As our Eucharistic prayer says, the holy bread of eternal life and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Instead of ultimately being ruled by sin and death, now the Lord dwells in you and again makes you more and more like himself, growing in holiness. For all of us, this incredible sacrament of the Eucharist, it shows our unity of life and faith, even as that sacrament builds up that unity. As the Eucharist makes us more and more like Christ, it draws us closer to him and therefore to each other as his body, the church. And so the Eucharist builds up the church, and it's not only a sacrament received, but in the Mass, it is the work of Christ in the church, and he draws all of us into it. This communion we have in Christ is unlike any other. Deeper than preference, language, nationality, kinship, sports team preferences, it even joins together the living and the dead, all one humanity in the risen Christ. This is a gift to us. It's also a challenge to us, especially our contemporary individualism, our divisiveness, and it's a grave responsibility for everyone who's been washed in the blood of the Lamb to be fruitful members of his body to the glory of God the Father. May this journey of grace, of faith, of sacrament, this entering into relationship so profoundly with God and receiving his life, whether for many it is long undertaken, for some just begun, be treasured by all of us here. And so the church celebrates these great gifts of Easter with three important symbols, with light, with water, and a new song, pointing out what Jesus has accomplished and has accomplished within us. There is the light, the Easter candle, that beautiful opening with light to our Easter vigil. And it points to how Jesus Christ is the light, and we have been illuminated by him in our baptism, gaining the gift of true faith and receiving the saving truth of the gospel. And the water, the sacrament of baptism we're about to celebrate, in that we are washed of our sins, delivered from Satan, like Israel was delivered from Pharaoh. And in Christ, we are born the beloved sons and daughters of God the Father. And the Holy Spirit then comes forth from our hearts as a living water. And a new song, the song of Alleluia, praise the Lord. Just like the singing of Moses and Israel after they're delivered from Pharaoh, we have the joy of knowing that the Lord has counted us among his own and he is saving us. And this joy that we have, this Alleluia joy, is a fruit of the Holy Spirit given to us, having been sealed with the very oil of gladness, the sacred chrism of confirmation. This Easter Vigil, we rejoice in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and in the great goodness he has shown us, the treasury of his love, of the Father's love, of the Spirit's love that is poured out upon us, giving us this new and profound relationship, giving us the gift of this everlasting life. Light that gives us finally truth and meaning, water that gives us freedom and life, and the Alleluia which declares our happiness, our praise, and strength in the Lord.